It's the Brush back on WSMIRadio.com with Jenkins and Kay Hirsch. I'm David Jenkins, Kyle Hirschman alongside, and we are ready for episode number 3. We took a week off. We thank you for those who realized we
took a week off.
Yeah, took a week off and aren't done forever. They haven't killed us forever. We're still with you.
Yeah, regardless whether you're with us or not.
Yeah, due to some, well, I was on vacation. I'll just go ahead and clarify it now. I was on vacation, so we didn't have a podcast last week.
Yeah.
But we're back this week. Again, this is the first and only, as of right now, WSMI radio podcast that's exclusive to the internet, as I've just done a wonderful job of explaining this. You can find us online, WSMIRadio.com. That's how you're listening right now. Follow us on Twitter. I don't remember what it is. I think it's Brushback Podcast. I don't know. Brushback WSMI might be what it is.
Yeah.
I don't know off the top of my head. You can also follow us individually on Twitter. I'm D Jenkins WSMI. Kyle, what's your handle?
JN Sports is the one I use most often. So.
And there you go. We're also on Facebook, so you can like us on Facebook as well. Again, these go on every Monday afternoon. The time is to be determined because it's a large file. It takes a while to get uploaded. So I've described everything we need to.
I think
describe.
You've done an excellent job describing what a podcast is.
Yeah. Well, you know, I'm trying to get all the necessary information out there.
Sure.
All our contact information. So.
Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
Yeah. If you have any suggestions on what you'd like us to talk about, we're open to those too, because sometimes during the summer months, we need topics.
Well, this is, you know, I like to think this is kind of a, you know, a few practice rounds before the, before the season starts. So.
Right.
Although it's coming up pretty quick, so
it is. What's the first football game? It's in August. It's the it's that last Friday. It's the 25th, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be here pretty soon.
Yeah, first golf starts off at like I think usually golf's the first event. So I think
Yeah, that's right.
Like the Monday the 14th. So
yeah, that's right.
So quickly approaching. It's always nice to go out. I usually
I forget about the other sports. You know, I say the first football game is when the season starts. It's not.
It's
there's
not.
Sports that go on before.
No,
that.
No. There's it's amazing, David. They have these other sports that they
right.
play these days.
You mean football's not exclusive? It's not the only one?
No, believe it or not. And this is going to come as a shock to you. Some schools don't even have football.
No.
I know. But most of them co-op. So
that ought to be against the law. They ought to get docked some sort of funding. Shouldn't make that joke right now with some schools really struggling for funding. But
I was going to say, pretty soon you're going to see superintendents out selling butter braids for bus gas. So
yeah,
but you know,
there are other sports other than football.
There are other sports.
Thank goodness.
And I have a few of those on my list today. So
I do too. I've got a nice mix. I think today we're going to be focusing exclusively on another one of those our fun fantasy drafts. I didn't bring a quarter. Did you? Do you have a coin at all?
I did not. How about this? I will let you go first.
I feel like I went first last time. We'll let you go first.
Okay.
I think I did let you go first.
And we'll do, you know, like I said, we'll do Serpentine. So,
yeah.
You know.
So this is our favorite sports movies.
Favorite sports movies. Not necessarily the best sports movies.
Right. I don't, because there are some on my list that I don't think would be universally considered the best, but I really like them.
Are they
them,
universally so. Considered sports movies?
Because, yeah.
Because there's some movies that some people, you know, and I have one on mine that some people say is not a sports movie.
Yeah.
But
well, there's also the debate about, you know, whether some things you consider sports or not. You know, some people say gymnastics is not a sport. It's an athletic event. And cheerleading and stuff. Those would, like, Bring It On, for example, is all about cheerleading. I would still consider
And you just took my first pick.
I was going to say,
Bring It On.
I would still consider that a sports movie.
Yeah, I would consider Bring It On a sports movie. It's not.
I may have some angry people yelling at me saying cheerleading is a sport. But
I am, you know, it takes athletic ability to be a cheerleader.
It absolutely does.
You know, I could not be a cheerleader.
I'm not denying the athletic ability.
Yeah.
We can have that debate some other time. I would be glad to have that debate. Now that I've outed myself as anti-cheerleading sport.
Not anti.
No,
I
don't. I'll go ahead and claim it. I don't classify cheerleading as a sport. My sister was a cheerleader for 4 years. I used to date a cheerleader. She's a cheerleader beyond 4 years. My sister was because she was a cheerleader in college as well. So, I don't consider it a sport. My mom was a cheerleader back in school. You know, I'm not afraid to offend those by my statements.
This is so much fun watching you hang yourself.
Well, yeah, I know. It is what
it
is.
No, I think, you know, like I said, I always say that cheerleading, to be a cheerleader, you have to be athletic.
So, absolutely.
Or it definitely helps.
Absolutely.
Like many sports. There's probably cheerleaders that are more athletic than a lot of people that play other, so-called sports.
No, that's right. That's right.
There's, like I said, classification really doesn't matter to me. You know,
right.
Bring It On is not on my list.
I'm just saying it would be considered
Bring It On.
Sports movie.
Bring It On 2. You're getting closer.
Okay. Back in the heyday of Kirsten Dunst and Eliza Dushku, I think. Who else was in it?
Yeah, I think they were both. I'm going to be honest with you, David. I've never seen Bring It On.
I've seen parts of it. My sister had it, so. I don't. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm gonna be honest with you.
Okay.
Yeah. That's not one that I've.
Well, I don't think it's a bad thing you haven't seen it. I don't think it's considered universally, critically. It's not a critically acclaimed sports movie.
Yeah. I'm not sure what the Rotten Tomatoes score
right,
is.
I would consider it a sports movie. That's what I'll say. If somebody wanted to include that on their favorite list, I would allow
that's
it.
That's intriguing.
Yes.
That's intriguing. If nothing else.
Your number one pick. In
My
this
number one
draft.
Pick. Just based on pure quotability, overall performances, I'm going to go with Caddyshack.
Ah, I've never seen Caddyshack.
You've never seen?
I've never seen Caddyshack.
Oh, my gosh. And I don't understand how you call yourself a human being without seeing Caddyshack.
I'm sorry.
I'll loan it to
I've
you.
I've just never seen it.
I'll loan it to you. It's possibly the most quotable movie ever.
I know the movie, and I know it does fall into the sports movie category.
It does. You know, there are so many good lines in it, that, like I said, you can't be out on a golf course with your friends without hearing, a few lines from it, the Cinderella, Bill Murray's Cinderella story, whenever he's whacking the heads off flowers, and they're talking about Cinderella story. Stars in his eyes.
That really skyrocketed his career, too, I believe.
Yeah, it was a...
Because I don't know that he was much of a well-known actor before
that. I'm not
that.
Sure. I'm not sure if that was before or after Saturday Night Live or during know. Or... but yeah, that was a good basis for him to start. A lot of really good lines in there. Do you take drugs, Danny? Yes, sir, every day. Good.
Isn't the Well, We're Waiting? That's
yeah,
from that, too.
Well, We're Waiting.
We're Waiting.
Spalding, Get Your Foot Off the Boat. Noonan, anytime somebody is putting. My favorite one is whenever they're talking to Chevy Chase's character, and says, my uncle says you're a flake, and he says, well, your uncle molests collies. A throwaway line. I'm pretty sure Ted Knight doesn't molest collies. Well, he's late Ted Knight now, so
not anymore.
But not anymore, at least. That was good. I was on Twitter this weekend. St. Louis sports columnist Ben Hodgman had a pair of socks that had Judge Schmales, Ted Knight, on him. I said that I measure my socks against other socks by height, which is, it's a line from Caddyshack. He says... They asked him, Chevy Chase's character said he doesn't keep score. And Judge Schmale goes, how do you measure yourself against other golfers? And he goes, by height. It really is. This is something you need to watch.
Yeah.
So I will bring it in next Monday. And then following, if you are able to watch it, I know you have several children and several dogs in your family. So
only one.
Only one dog?
I'll tell you off the air about the story of the other dog with you. So we only have one. Nothing bad. Nothing bad has happened.
Good. Yeah,
all of the dogs are with us still. I'll tell you later.
Gotcha. I'm intrigued now.
Right.
But yeah. So Caddyshack.
It's a classic. So it's good that
classic.
It's made your list.
It has.
It's probably good that it made one of our lists.
It has a little bit of everything, including a puppet gopher.
Yeah, I do know that.
Which is.
Did it have Rodney Dangerfield in it?
Rodney Dangerfield.
Well,
yeah. It's like, You go, that's kind of hat you get with buying a bowl of soup or something. I might have butchered that line, but my favorite Rodney Dangerfield line in it is whenever they're eating and he sends his steak back. He said, "Waiter, tell the chef that this is low grade dog food." And he said, "It's still got the whip marks where the jockey was hitting
it."
Oh
man!
It's like just Rodney Dangerfield was just so quick.
And some of those guys have legendary wit.
Good stuff on there. Yeah. So anyway, Caddyshack. I looked at my list. I'm not much of a golfer, you know, but I looked at my list. Caddyshack had to be number one.
Yeah. Like I said, it's a good thing one of us had.
Absolutely.
Had it on there. So your number one pick is Caddyshack. My number one pick is a baseball movie, and it is A League of Their Own. I think it's a classic, and obviously baseball is my favorite sport of all time.
Sure.
I love that movie. Tom Hanks is one of my favorite actors of all time, if not my favorite actor of all time, and he is just hilarious in that movie. It's a different take on baseball because it's about women playing baseball during World War II, I believe it was.
I believe so.
Yeah. It takes place locally, you could say, too. I mean, it's Chicago and
sure.
Racine and all that. But
Rockford,
still,
yeah.
Regionally, it's pretty local.
So. Yeah, I think it's a good movie. It didn't make my top 16, Dave. Okay. But
I'm sorry.
You know, I mean, I think it's a good movie.
Well, what's interesting is I started making my list, like naming off the movies off the top of my head. Didn't even think of that one till I did some more research. I was like, gosh, I need some more movies. And sure enough, I saw A League of Their Own. I was like, well, duh, that's number one
that's
for me.
That's the one.
Yeah,
so,
I forgot about it.
So what are some of your favorite parts? I mean...
the infamous urinal scene, the peeing scene, where he just walks, first impressions, where he walks in the locker room for the first time, and that's one of them. One I can't necessarily quote it on here was the whenever he gets into the argument with the umpire, and he, you know, tells the umpire, "Hey, did anyone ever tell you you look like," and so on and so forth, and he, "No, you misunderstood me. You misunderstood me." No, that basically... Every time Tom Hanks is in a scene, I love it. And, yeah, it's just hilarious.
I like the animosity between the small child and Tom Hanks.
That's another good one, too.
You're right. Tom Hanks definitely made that movie, which in a way is kind of sad, or maybe it's just because it's about women playing baseball. And, you know,
well, Gina Davis was fantastic.
Yeah,
she was
good.
Man.
And Lori Petty.
Yeah. Is that who
Kit.
Played the Kit? Yeah,
as Kit. So...
She's in Orange is the New Black.
Is she?
Or was, I think. I don't watch it. Courtney does. I don't. It was one of those that I just never had much interest in.
I'm colorblind, so, you know, that's not true.
So it just doesn't make sense at all.
Yeah. It just says gray is the new gray.
Gray is the new gray, yeah.
It's very confusing to me. But no, like I said, a good movie, you know.
Obviously, we would be remiss if we if I didn't mention the...
crying in baseball.
I mean, that's from there. So.
Absolutely, which is not true. You see crying in baseball all the time,
absolutely.
Especially in little leagues.
Happened with Wilmer Flores a couple years ago when he almost got traded from the Mets to the Brewers. I think it was.
Yeah. So,
crying on the field.
Well, you know, either one of those places don't sound very pleasant.
No, Queens or Milwaukee.
I like Milwaukee better.
I do too, honestly.
But you know what?
I haven't been to Milwaukee, but I've been up in that part of Wisconsin.
I like bratwurst a lot. So, you know, we used to go to games at Milwaukee Stadium until they started winning a little bit. And then their fans got kind of snippy.
I tell you, that fan base up there, it's not just Milwaukee. It's not just Brewers fans. It's Wisconsin sports fans.
Yeah. But, you know, they were really nice to us whenever they were awful. And we were,
right.
You know, but then they started getting a little better, and then they got a little snippy at us. Yeah. And yeah, we had to calm that down. But
I think
like
it's worse for Packer football.
As my father-in-law,
I know.
Being the giant Packer
fan, I don't
want to
say anything else.
I am not allowed to comment in the negative on Packer football.
I won't say anything else.
So, but, you know, like I said, League of Their Own, very good movie.
Yeah.
Did not make my top 16. I'm not even sure I remembered it on there, But I'm not sure it'd be in my top 16. It might sneak into the top 15.
Okay.
On there, still a respectable pick. You know, yeah. This is our
maybe
this
if
is
you're
our
top
opinion.
20, if you would have made
oh,
a top
yeah.
20.
Oh yeah, absolutely top yeah. 20.
So again,
I need to revisit it.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
My number 2 pick, second round, first pick in the second round, probably didn't make your list either. It's not one of those that's critically acclaimed, but it's one of those that's my favorite. It's not funny. It's called The Rookie.
Oh,
Dennis
I love
Quaid.
The Rookie.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I love that movie. I don't know why. I saw it when I was a kid. I think it came out in 99, so I wasn't very old. I love the story. I love the movie overall. It's just a really good movie. If you haven't seen it, it's about this this high school teacher, chemistry teacher, I think is what he is. He almost made it to the big leagues once before. He was in a minor league pitcher at one time, blew out his arm. So, you know, he goes into teaching, and he's coaching his high school baseball team, and, well, he can throw, you know, mid to high 90s. So he gets in a wager with his high school baseball team. If they start winning, he'll try out again for the major leagues. They start winning, so he tries out, and he makes a pro team, makes the Rays minor league system, and debuts as a Tampa Bay Ray. So really good movie.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it too. Dennis Quaid stars as the titular rookie.
Jim Morris, I believe.
Yeah,
Not to be confused with Jack Morris.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think it's a Disney movie, so they took a few liberties with the story, but I'm not sure that he actually went out on the road and threw against the radar gun on the side of the highway. But still, that's one of my favorite parts of the movie. It's one of these moments where he's all alone and he wants to see how fast he's trying to decide whether he's going to do this. He goes out, he throws, and it pops up as 74.
He's walking back
and all of a sudden the thing changes and it's 94.
Yeah,
you know, so
the lights were bad. So,
yeah, you know, wait, come on now, Texas Department of Transportation. let's see what we can do.
Get
about
your
that.
Act together.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But you know, also, you know, he brought his kids with him to the tryout. You know, that's familiar for me. Just moments ago, I had Charlie sitting on my lap asleep while I was typing out schedules for the fall.
Well, and he wasn't telling his wife, you know, about the tryout either, because you know, I guess that was a big part of early in their marriage. You know, a big sticking point was, you know, I had to watch you get hurt and all that stuff.
Yeah, but like I said, a nice movie.
Dennis Quaid doesn't look like Jim Morris either. I mean,
no,
when you look
he doesn't.
He doesn't look like him.
No, but he is a handsome man.
Short,
but handsome. You know, but I think The Rookie was a nice movie. You know, I think 2 is high.
I like it. It's one of my favorites.
Sure, and I can understand that, but
just for sentimental reasons, it's one of my favorites.
It's a good flick. Yeah. You know,
I know 2 is high, but it's
sure.
I personally like it that much.
I can understand that. So
that's why I say it probably wouldn't make anybody's list on best sports movies of all time, but for me it's up there.
It depends on how big their list is.
Yeah.
You know. I saw it on a few whenever I was doing research.
Yeah.
Whenever I was supposed to be doing stuff for the paper.
Well, it wasn't lambasted. It wasn't marked, you know, a horrible movie.
No, it's a feel good movie.
Yeah.
So
absolutely.
You know, I think that was great. So I am going to go with for my second pick, I'm going to go with another baseball movie. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go with Bull Durham.
Okay. I haven't seen that one either.
You kids.
Yeah.
Kids.
It's not that. I just haven't seen it.
What year did you graduate high school, David?
I graduated high school in 2009.
Yeah. See, I'm 10 years older.
That movie came out in 1989, I think. Bull Durham.
Yeah, something like that.
There.
Yeah. Mid to late 1980s, I know. So,
well, A League of Their Own, I would have been 1 when that came out, because I think that was 92.
Sure, so. You know, and I'm seeing, you know, like I said, I'll give you a pass. Just like I said, it's a little older.
I'm not a big Kevin Costner guy either, though.
Kevin Costner is that's his groove, though, is sports movies.
Yeah,
and
it is.
And movies where he dances with wild animals.
I did, yes, I did like one movie that might make your list. It didn't make mine that he was in as a sports movie.
Well, we'll hold off. Just, yeah. We don't want to.
I know, that's why I'm not mentioning
it. But anyway, Bull Durham, you know, about It has one of the things I love the most, which is minor league baseball.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's the story of this old battered, you know, catcher that hasn't really, he made it up to the show once, you know, but hasn't, but mostly it's just a minor league lifer. And then they have this prospect, Nuke LaRouche, played by Tim Robbins,
okay.
Which Tim Robbins looks about as good throwing a baseball as I do. But, you know, madcap insanity ensues. My favorite part of the movie is, you know, he originally Nuke has some control problems.
Mm-hmm.
So he has some issues. And then he's started at toward the end of, but he kind of gets that figured out. And then one of the late games, he's getting tired and having trouble and looks like it's about ready to be done. And Kevin Costner's character goes up and tells him to hit the mascot. So he hits the mascot in the head with a fastball and just drops him. And Costner goes back and tells the batter, and it's like, well, looks like he's lost his control again. So, and the guy's like afraid to go in the batter's box after that. So, you know, I like that part.
Iconic movie.
One of the great lines whenever they turn on the sprinklers at night. They're at the ballpark and they don't want to play the next day, so they turn on the sprinklers and say, looks like we got ourselves a natural disaster because it floods the field. So,
right.
Like I said,
it made the Durham Bulls probably the most famous minor league franchise in baseball.
Hit the bull, win a steak.
There you go.
You know, I don't know how many people have hit the bull and won a steak, but that sounds like a great deal to me.
Maybe we can let you know during the next episode. We'll look that up.
I'm not sure if that might be a statistic that people.
I'm sure somebody's kept track of it. Yeah,
I would hope so.
I'm sure there. I mean, there are statistics for just about everything in baseball. I'm sure that one has been kept track.
Like I said, you know, just good solid baseball movie. One I haven't watched in a while, but you know.
How good is the steak, by the way, if you're winning it?
I bet it's good.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you're not having to pay for it, how good is it?
Well, free food is always tastes a little bit better.
I know, but what kind of quality of meat are we talking here? You see what I'm trying to get at.
You can still see the marks where the jockey was hitting it. So.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Number three.
Yeah.
Third round. I'm going to go back to Kevin Costner.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball movie. And this is
I think
one,
I know what this is.
And this is one that gets some it's a little iffy on whether it's a sports movie or not. I'm going to go Field of Dreams.
Why wouldn't that be a sports movie?
Some people say it's not. You know, they classify it as sci-fi because, ghosts or whatever, the paranormal.
I guess you could throw it in the sci-fi category. But
some say it's a chick flick.
Really?
I know. Yeah.
That?
Yeah. It's, but, you know, the whole standard, the basis of it for me is if you take out the sport, you know, do you have anything left? And in this case, no. You don't. You know, it's centered around baseball.
Huge plot hole.
But I'm a huge fan of, like, the 1918 Chicago White Sox scandal.
Black Sox.
Yeah. Well, yes, that's the nickname. But they were the White Sox.
Yes.
They call them the Black Sox scandal, yeah. You know, that was something that I've always been interested in.
Harville's own Ray Schock was part of that team.
Yep, absolutely. Not one of the eight that was involved in it. But, you know, that it's centered around that with Shoeless Joe Jackson coming back from the dead. Also a huge Ray Liotta fan.
Are you?
Yeah. There was a period in my freshman year where in college where I decided that I wanted to be Ray Liotta, whether it be Field of Dreams Ray Liotta, Shoeless Joe,
or Goodfellas
Ray Liotta. So
I don't think you're quite Italian enough, Kyle.
I'm definitely. You know what? Though he wasn't. I think he was Jewish.
Was he?
You know, in okay. that movie, I'm pretty sure in Goodfellas. Anyway, but yeah, like I said, Field of Dreams, James Earl Jones.
Oh yeah,
always great performance by him.
You get to see him in this great performance.
Exactly.
Sometimes you don't get to see him in his great performances.
Kevin Costner. I've actually been to the Field of Dreams in Dyersville, Iowa.
Have you?
Yeah, I've walked through the corn. yeah. So, you know, it's out in the middle of nowhere. Dyersville, Iowa, also famous for the Ertl farm tractors.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So my dad was a big farm tractor guy, so we went to Dyersville on vacation one year, and they have a big farm toy show, and went there, went to Field of Dreams. You can actually play there. It may cost money, I don't know.
Yeah.
For a while there was, I'm not sure if it's still the case, but two families owned the property. So, like, one family owned one half, and one family owned the other half, and it was very contentious. So
interesting.
But I remember going there, like I said, walk through the corn. So
where do the Cubs play? The Iowa Cubs.
Iowa Cubs play in Iowa City.
Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to say, they should, if they're relatively close, they ought to rename their team the Iowa Ghosts, at a tribute to the to that movie. I mean, come on.
Ghosts.
I mean, why not?
I don't know. I don't know. I'm not big up on
it's
my...
It's not politically incorrect.
I'm not big up on my Iowa geography, but I'm not sure, you know...
I don't know.
That's kind of like saying, you know...
I don't know anything about
that's
Iowa.
That's like saying Carbondale should rename their mascot the Goodfellas,
yeah.
Or, you know, or the Scarfaces, because, you know, Al Capone was in Illinois. It's like, come on now.
Southern Illinois Capones. Oh, well.
Although there was quite a bit of mob activity in Southern Illinois.
Yeah.
So.
And didn't Al Capone come to Benelde to watch a band play? I thought he did.
Sure.
I heard it somewhere. It's got
to
be true.
I've also been to Benelde.
I have too.
I hear it's lovely this time of year.
I think it is. Summer concert series is going on.
That's true. It's true. So Field of Dreams, I hit the... Hit back to back. I could actually go. I considered it, if it wasn't for Caddyshack just being so phenomenal. I could have went all five picks with Kevin Costner movies.
Oh, really?
This is his genre.
Okay.
Well, at least four. I need to.
Outside of those two movies, I don't know what other sports movies he did.
Okay.
Well, we'll see.
Well,
later.
We'll see at the end. I will give you. Give you at least two more. I know of two more. I may not be able to go five, but I can definitely go four.
I know I'm revealing my knowledge of sports movies here, but okay. My next one is another one that's I guess relatively modern, you could say. It's from the year 2000. It's Remember the Titans.
I like Remember the Titans.
It's fine performance by Denzel Washington and Ryan Hurst, who you could say he made it big in that movie. I guess made his appearance in that movie as Gary Bertier. A lot of other fans might know him best as Opie from Sons of Anarchy.
Yeah, getting smushed in the head in the second to last season.
Worst part of that show, it was a great moment in the show, but I hated watching Opie die. That's neither here nor there. Gary Bertier in Remember the Titans. Good high school football movie. Also obviously deals with segregation in Alabama
and
or Virginia.
Virginia.
Yeah.
And also incredibly inaccurate.
Is it?
Yeah. Oh,
a lot of
my
I think a lot of sports movies tend to be.
Especially some of the Disney ones. They have a tendency to want that warm fuzzy feeling.
Still a good movie.
This doesn't take anything away from the movie, because I think it's a phenomenal movie. We watched it just recently.
I didn't put it on my list for accuracy. I'll just put it
also,
right there.
Also, launching pad for a little fella named Ryan Gosling.
That's right.
Yep.
People forget he was a defensive liability before all these movies.
I know. Yeah. Got subbed in for Turk from the from Scrubs.
Yeah.
Donald Faison had to come in.
Hayden Panettiere.
Couldn't hack it. Yeah.
Started her career.
She was just a little fella too.
Yeah.
So still pretty little.
Yeah.
But like I said, if you go online and check out the real story of the Remember the Titans, it was already desegregated.
Mm-hmm.
African American football players that had played, and like they consolidated three schools together to form, you know, or to
see. I don't remember them talking much about the schools they consolidated in this movie.
Yeah.
Really, what you see is you see them segregate the schools. and then
desegregate the schools.
Sorry, desegregate the schools.
They would be kicking people out.
That wouldn't be good.
No,
we don't need that.
No.
You see them desegregate the schools, and all of a sudden, you know, you have white and black players on the same football team. You don't really hear the backstory of the schools.
Yeah, they weren't segregated.
Maybe they should make them for a prequel.
Well, like I said,
Remember the Titans before they were the Titans.
And there's some sketchiness on what kind of person Denzel Washington's character actually was.
Oh, was that right?
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah, there's some sketchiness. He was politely asked to leave his job.
Interesting.
Not long after. So
I wouldn't have got that by the way he played it.
Yeah, he's a fine actor. You know, I'd follow Denzel to the ends of the earth.
You're kind of killing my fandom of the movie.
I know it's hard. You know, the thing is, you have to just separate it and take it away from. That's why I told you after you've picked it. So,
I'll tell you about another movie. Maybe it'll probably make my honorable mentions. There's another movie on my list that's very similar to that, where I liked the movie, but it wasn't very accurate outside of one part.
Sure. You know, that's a lot on sports movies. It's hard to do unless you're watching a documentary. I think some of the directors and stuff take some creative liberties with it.
My next pick, which would be, we're in round three.
This
will be my fourth pick. So round four, first pick, or second pick, is Major League, which I just realized three of my first four picks are baseball movies, but I love Major League, and it is fantastic. It's pretty quotable as well.
Get about the curveball, Ricky. Give him a heater.
I think that's one of the best quotes of sports movie history. Give him the heater. I love that movie.
I like
Major League 2 is pretty good also, but
Jack Parkman does that little shake that makes the girls in Cleveland want to throw up.
I don't remember.
Jack Parkman was the catcher that they
the one who can't throw to second base.
No. That's Rube.
Okay.
Jack Parkman was the guy they like traded for. He was real jerky guy, and then they trade him to the White Sox at the end, and they end up.
That's right.
You know, playing him.
What I didn't like about, I know we're focusing more on the sequel than the original, but what I didn't like is how Wesley Snipes didn't reappear as Willie Mays Hayes.
Yeah,
it was Omar Epps. So that didn't work, but oh well, he was still okay, but it wasn't the same.
No.
Yeah.
Sad deal.
I also, my last thought about Major League 2, I promise. The fan in center field who is the ultimate pessimist. That's me.
Randy Quaid?
Yeah, that's me. Cuz they're going to blow it, you know. As far as they get and as good as they are, you know, they're going to blow it. I've trusted this team too long. Yeah,
that's me. That makes me sad.
That's me to a T.
I could care less whether my teams win or lose, and you know, maybe that's part of that is I have to disconnect myself sometimes whenever our county teams win.
Can I go ahead and lump Major League 2 in with Major League?
Yeah, you can. Nobody's gonna pick Major League 2.
Probably
so.
Not. So yeah, so, just Major League and Major League 2, not Major League 3.
Back to the minors.
Yeah, didn't see it and have no interest in seeing it.
Scott Bakula.
Really?
He's in it. Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's the manager.
Okay. Yeah. Like I said, haven't seen it and don't really have a plan to see it. So.
It's rough. But, Major League, very good sports movie. What I like about it is some of the small things that might slip past you. Whenever they ask what league Ricky Vaughn pitched in last, and the guy says California Penal.
Yeah,
that's a good line. And whenever the old guy, the old pitcher, I can't remember his character name right now.
Yeah,
drinks Joe Boo's whiskey, and he steps out of the dugout and goes, "Bartender, Joe Boo needs a refill." And he, just at that moment he gets hit in the head. So, you know, just a little karmic effect on there. So
launch Dennis Haysbert's career too.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's Pedro Serrano.
And the guy from the Allstate commercials.
Yeah. So, it's the same person.
Yeah, yeah, no, that's okay. what I'm saying. Okay. No, sorry. I was saying that you know, he grew up to be the guy from the Allstate commercials. Yeah. I'm sure that.
And David President David Palmer, that's if you watch 24.
24, he was also in a couple other things. So.
Yeah. But well, that's really it. Is the Allstate guy and David
Palmer. No idea he wasn't whatever ethnic background he was.
Hispanic, yeah.
Some
did pretty well.
Some sort of voodoo.
Did pretty well.
Yeah, could not hit curveball though.
No curveball.
Both straight hit far. So
yeah. Jobu no help me. I do it myself.
Yeah. Okay, so.
So Major League and Major League Two.
Major League Two. Yeah. I'm gonna go with.
Oh, by the way, quick note before we move on. There was a player that was drafted by the Braves in this first-year player draft here in 2017 named Jake Taylor. He was a catcher.
Really?
Yeah.
Knee problems?
I don't know. If he didn't have them, he's bound to have them now.
He's going to be in trouble, too.
Yeah. Drafted by the Braves, not the Indians, but still.
Sure. It's still a racially insensitive mascot.
Absolutely.
So that at least he's got that going for him.
I don't know if he signed or anything. So if he didn't sign, maybe he was out of high school, so he's got another chance. I feel like he needed to add that.
Well, and you
got
to be happy with Tom Berenger's performance in that. Yeah. You know, he gets a girl at the end, so that's always good. You know, I like the when they're sitting at the dinner party, and he said he always wanted two kids that were going to be Olympic swimmers, and he said, "Oh, and what events?" And it's like, and he listed what they were, and she goes, "Oh, didn't you swim?" And it's like, yeah. It's like, what events? And she says the exact same ones, Then everybody comes to the realization, awkward situations are always fun, unless they're happening to you, then
this is
not
true.
So much.
Major League and Major League 2, those are my picks.
I will give
round.
You the combo pick just because Major League 2, yeah.
Yeah.
Lean into it, Dorn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We didn't even mention Just a Bit Outside.
Yeah. You know, that's kind of the dream is to have Bob Uecker do an entire game as Harry Doyle. You know,
right.
that was kind of the dream.
That's
so,
right.
But a lot of good moments. Like you said, another super quotable movie.
Absolutely.
You know, especially whenever you're at a baseball game. So, okay.
Your pick.
My fourth pick.
Mm-hmm.
I will go with The Replacements.
Keanu Reeves.
Shane Foots. And this is.
I don't think I've ever seen that movie front beginning to end either.
It has a little bit of everything. It's.
See, I was afraid our movies were going to overlap, and we're not overlapping
at
all.
No, I have no doubt we were going to over. Yeah, I think we're okay.
Yeah.
The highest one you got on there was 6. Major League. I had Major League at 6.
Okay.
So, but
Shane Falco,
The Replacements, Shane Footsteps Falco, you know, possibly the best quarterback movie. Pro quarterback.
You know what I've realized? It's really hard to make a good professional football movie.
Yeah.
Like, there are not a lot of great professional football movies out there.
No.
College, high school, that's different, but professional ones, there aren't a lot of them.
And well, and technically, these were replacement players.
Right.
But,
well, a lot of it might have to do with NFL licensing and not being able to use.
Exactly. Yeah, have to use Washington Sentinels and. You know, but like I said, not necessarily the best movie I've ever seen. Just flat enjoyable. You know, the fact they have an ex-con playing on their team.
always makes for
always
a good time.
Always good. Reese fans is in it. He's the plays the kicker Nigel, and he just does an excellent job. Great accent, as always. You know, whenever my favorite part of the movie is whenever the NFL players flip over Shane Falco's truck, and then he locks it. You know, just a great part of the movie.
Yeah.
So, you know, you feel bad for Shane.
Was Gene Hackman in that
back.
One too?
Yep, he was the coach. So
that's what I thought.
Also, Gene Hackman's you know, that's right in Gene Hackman's wheelhouse there. So So
he might make your list. He's not on mine because the other famous sports movie he's in, I also have not seen. I'm sorry.
You did not make... Oh, my God, David.
Is that your next pick?
No. No, okay. It's not. It. Oh,
it's not on my list because I haven't seen it.
You're hurting me so bad on these.
I know.
I.
It's terrible that there's all these great sports movies I have not seen.
I should have gave you more time
to watch
these movies. It feels like a homework assignment.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. All right, and we're going to go in the same vein as Replacements. Not necessarily the best movie, just one of my favorites. We're going to go Days of Thunder.
Days of Thunder, that's Tom Cruise.
Tom Cruise, Nicole Kidman.
I also
NASCAR
haven't seen that
movie.
One.
Great NASCAR name, Cole Treckle.
NASCAR is another one where there's not a lot of great NASCAR movies.
No, well, but the ones they throw out there, they're really good.
There are a few good ones.
Talladega Nights, The Ballad of Ricky Bobby, is phenomenal.
See, that was actually the first one since Days of Thunder that was considered, you know, good.
Yeah. Right,
there are a lot of NASCAR movies made in between, or race car movies made in between. But
well, is Cars? Is Cars considered? There we go. Here's your
question for you. I would say live action.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would
cartoon,
eliminate.
It's hard to do a cartoon. I mean, classify anything cartoon.
I think Cars came after Talladega Nights.
Although there is one I would consider a sports movie that's partially cartooned.
What, Cars?
Space Jam.
Oh. Well, gosh, I mean, that was going to make my list.
It's all right. It didn't make mine. Okay. So you can feel free to still pick it.
It's not my next one, but it didn't
but
make my
Days
list.
Days of Thunder, like I said, it's kind of like Top Gun is my favorite movie of all time.
Is it?
Yeah. So it's kind of like Top Gun,
but with
race cars.
Okay.
You know, I mean, it's so inaccurate and awful. I mean, they build this race car in a barn, you know, and that's not going to happen. You know, I mean, he obviously has some concussion issues.
Like we said, we're not putting these on our list for accuracy.
Yeah. So, but you know, Nicole Kidman, you know, and whenever her and Tom are still shacking up, you know, was in it too. But the best part of the movie doesn't take place on the track. It's whenever Cole Treckle and Rowdy Burns race.
These names.
Race in their...
Perfect race car names.
They both get rental cars, and they race to the hotel, and these cars are just destroyed afterwards. But just a great, great movie. It's got a... what's his name? Guy from Lonesome Dove. Can't remember.
I don't know.
Oh,
I haven't seen that one.
Oh,
either.
My God. You haven't seen Lonesome Dove?
Sorry. For what it's worth, I haven't seen Top Gun either.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding you.
Oh, my God. Did you live under a rock for most of your life?
Pretty much.
This is killing me.
Was that an 80s movie?
It's a classic movie. I'm surprised.
I don't like... In my defense, I don't like Tom Cruise.
In your defense, this is the greatest movie ever made. Robert
Top
Duvall.
Top Gun?
Robert...
Oh.
Yes, Top Gun is amazing.
I disagree.
Robert Duvall plays Cole Trickles. I'm just trying to work Cole Trickle into the thing as much as possible.
Maybe we'll have a favorite movies of all... It's not sports related, but maybe we'll have a favorite movies of all time episode.
Are you going to have any in the last... I mean, before the last 10 years? I mean, is it all movies made this decade?
Forrest Gump is my favorite movie of all time. I'm sorry, it just is.
Oh, my God.
I was a 90s kid. I know that movie, I don't know, Top Gun may have been
kids,
early 90s.
You know, I worry about the safety and sanity of our country and the fact that we're growing into a civilization that doesn't know what Top Gun is, folks.
I know what it is. I just haven't seen it.
You know, it's just sad. I mean, how is the world going to remember Goose?
Is this
going to
be our last podcast? Are we calling it quits because of this? Is Top Gun a deal breaker?
No, it's, oh man, it just hurts me, you know, but it's okay. Yeah. Hey, you know, I chalk it up to, you know, an experience.
I've had three baseball movies and a football movie for my four picks.
So your fifth pick
is a hockey movie.
Miracle. It's a good movie.
I like that movie a lot. I don't know how accurate it is, although I would say it's fairly accurate. It's another Disney one, and maybe I'm picking a lot of Disney movies. Yeah, three of three, Disney movies, what with The Rookie, Remember the Titans, and Miracle. I like that one. I think Kurt Russell did a fantastic job as Herb Brooks, because it centers around probably the greatest hockey game ever played, at least for American sports history.
Yeah, I think it's one, you know, I don't watch a lot of hockey, but, you know, I know a little bit about that, so.
Goalie Jim Craig became an American icon, or American hero, maybe an icon. Mike Ruzioni was probably the icon from that team, but, yeah, great movie. Actually, one of the players, one of the actors who played, I think Jack O'Callaghan was the player's name. The actor who played him just passed away here not too long ago, so. Good movie, really good movie. If you haven't seen it, I would recommend watching it, even if you're not a hockey fan.
Yeah.
If you're American,
it's heartwarming. Yeah, it. Yeah. It's another one of those, the evils of Eastern Europea.
yes.
Europea.
Yes.
Europea is not a word.
No, it's not. Well, I say Canada sometimes because you Canadian.
I was stuck in between Europe and European.
Yeah.
So
it happens.
We'll go and gloss over that.
It also basically centers, the movie leads up to them defeating the Soviet Union, and people should remember that that wasn't the gold medal game. There was still another game after that. That was a semifinal.
They had to play, what, Sweden?
Finland, I believe. Oh, or was it Sweden?
I don't know.
It might have been Sweden.
It was one of the Nordic countries.
Yes.
You know.
I thought it was Finland, but maybe Anna and Elsa
from Frozen.
Yeah.
So... Well.
And the U.S. won, so that's all it was to it.
You know, and it's, like I said, it's a great movie.
Again, I don't think it's going on anybody's list of critically acclaimed sports movies.
I think people like it, though.
Yeah.
You know,
it's well liked, but it's not one of considered one of the greatest.
You have a nice average mediocre list, David.
Yes, I do. But they're my mediocre, movies.
And that's all that really matters.
My next pick... Also, not baseball, football, not hockey, not even one of the major sports. It's Cool Runnings.
Oh my gosh,
that's a sports movie.
It's a sports movie. That is a sweet pull.
Yeah, I love that movie.
And one
of John Candy's last too, not his last, but one of them.
And my brother is roughly your age, so. He may actually even be your age. That's one of his favorite movies of all time.
That's fantastic. You do not love a movie about a Jamaican bobsled team.
Yeah, it's a great movie. Another Disney movie.
Right.
I
know.
So,
I grew up on Disney, I'm sorry.
Sure, that's okay.
It's just the way it is.
We
get on further down on my list, and there's not as many Disney movies. I know.
Oh, you pretty much got them all. You know, I'm not sure there's many more sports Disney movies.
I didn't include. What's his face?
Goofy at the Bat. That's that one.
Okay, we're just gonna mock it then. Why just keep going?
Well, because that's what I do. we're really hitting my comfort areas. Whenever I start to mock people,
I didn't get all of them. Though I know this for a fact, because wasn't the movie about Texas Western, Glory Road, that was a Disney movie, wasn't it?
Yeah.
That's not on my list.
Angels in the Outfield.
That wasn't on my list either.
Mighty Ducks.
Not on my list.
Yeah, see?
None of those three.
I should have gave you a break. We could have just drafted Disney movies. Disney sports movies.
Could have. Well, I hit the best ones, in my opinion.
I think Cool Runnings is a good movie, though. Heartbreaking, you know?
Well, I guess.
Whenever they, you know.
Yeah, there's a nice moment where they get the standing ovation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like I said, I'm not sure that's accurate either. But like whenever they come off the plane not wearing
I question how accurate any of those sports movies are.
Yeah, I've really shaken your
Miracle
belief system.
Miracle I think is pretty accurate.
I've really shaken your belief system with the Remember the Titans.
Well, it's not just Remember the Titans, it's another movie that's on my list that for the same reasons, but I don't know anymore. Cool Runnings, it's my next pick. So.
Cool Runnings at six. I like it.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to go with moving stuff around in my list a little bit.
Okay.
I'm going to stick with it. We Are Marshall.
Okay, it was on my list.
Matthew McConaughey.
Further down, but it was on my list.
All right. You know, I think he's very entertaining in that movie. You know, it's I'm not entirely sure how accurate it is.
Well, see, what's interesting, I don't think this questions the accuracy, but Marshall was terrible for like the next 4 or 5 years, and that coach specifically, McConaughey played, did not do a very good job at Marshall.
No.
Obviously, the circumstances were terrible.
I was going to say all their players died.
Right, and coaching staff, except for one. But, yeah, they...
And then he got lost on an island.
Wait, true.
No, that's just the actor he played it.
Well, he may as well
have. He was in Lost.
Right. See, the coach, I think he was only there for like 3 years and got 9 wins total. So they made it out to be this huge triumph. And again, given the circumstances.
They were able to play a game.
Yes, well, they won a game that year.
Yeah.
But they won 9 in like 5. It's like, okay, you weren't very good until you found Chad Pennington.
As an Illinois football fan, 9 in 5 years doesn't sound that bad.
I'm an Ohio State football fan.
Oh, cherry picking.
So we've had a little bit more success.
Well, whenever you're allowed to pick from 30,000 people in the state of Ohio and cheat. that's the biggest part of it, But no, we are Marshall.
It's a good movie.
I really like my favorite part of the movie is whenever they're talking to Bobby Bowden, who was in at West Virginia at the time, and he lets them go through all their stuff, and that's a really touching moment.
It is. I wonder the accuracy about that one now.
I was going to say probably the last touching moment Bobby Bowden has ever been involved in, possibly. So
possibly.
He's much more well known as being slightly shifty at Florida State, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But
he still is the winningest coach of all time when you take out Joe Paterno's vacated wins.
Joe Paterno.
Yeah.
It's amazing that he could call so many plays with that blind eye.
Maybe someday that'll be somebody's favorite sports movie, is the Joe Paterno Penn State story.
God.
I don't know.
God help anybody.
You can't make that a sports movie because there's, I mean, because.
Because it's Spotlight.
It is. There's no, like,
no
hopefulness that comes out of it right now.
There's
at least not
nothing,
that we've seen.
Nothing good out of it at all.
Yeah.
Just.
That's another topic for another
terrible
day.
Terrible. Just revolting.
So we are Marshall, and you have another pick, right?
Yeah. And this will finish up my list with my 7th pick. I am going to go with The Damned United.
The Damned United? I'm not even familiar with that one.
Most people aren't. It's a soccer movie. I am a passionate soccer fan, so I felt like I needed to pick a soccer movie. This is the best soccer movie that I know of. It's about this guy named Brian Clough. I mean, it's loosely based on his experiences.
Mm-hmm.
And he was the manager of a small club called Derby County.
Yeah.
And then got hired on as the head man at Leeds United, which was a really a powerhouse at that time, and just totally went down the crapper. just did awful. Basically got run out on a rail.
Yeah.
But good performances in it. Pretty much any British character actor that you've seen, the guy from that plays Wormtail in Harry Potter, he's in it. Colin Meaney is in it.
I've heard that English movies, they don't use a lot of, or English actors, there aren't a lot of them. Like they don't cast a wide net. You see the same.
Yeah. Often. You see a lot of them, and they also play a lot of Southerners in American movies. Yeah, they're taking our jobs.
Well, it helps. It helps hide the English accent with a Southern accent than it does a regular.
That's true.
Accent.
Yeah. So. But The Damned United, like I said, I feel obligated to go with a soccer movie, that was the best one that I knew of, so I was happy with
it. My favorite soccer movie, and it's further down on my list, so I'm just going to mention it to you just because we're talking about soccer.
The Big Green?
No.
Oh,
Kicking and Screaming, because it focuses more on youth sports. Because I think that movie's hilarious.
It is.
Will Ferrell
it's
and
good.
Mike Ditka.
I love the line. It's like, go get me a juice box. It's like, who do you think I am? You're the juice box guy. I do like that. But anyway, Damn United I will also bring in for you to watch.
Okay.
Man.
I got a list of sports movies to watch. basically all of yours, except for We Are Marshall. I have seen that. Would like to own it, but do not yet.
Did you see Field of Dreams?
I've seen Field of Dreams.
Okay, I got that on there.
I forgot.
Too.
I have seen that one.
So,
my seventh and final pick. I'm going to do some shifting around. I had Space Jam, but I'm going to bump it down because we did touch on it a little bit. Coach Carter. And this is the one I wanted to bring up with the accuracy. I like Coach Carter a lot. It's not accurate. I guess the only thing that's really accurate about that movie is he did lock out the basketball players because their grades were not good. That part of the movie is accurate, but basically the rest of the movie is not accurate. Still a good movie.
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah, Samuel L. Jackson did look like the coach, did look like Coach Carter, but...
Well, I'm even okay with them not looking like it. But, you know, I think you really have to take these based on a true story ones. I think
very lightly.
He is based, yeah. You know. I just don't see that actually.
Yeah, from what I've read, Coach Carter's not based on, like, the locking out of the kids of the gym, that was true. Everything else was not. So, but I still did enjoy the movie.
Yeah, it's an enjoyable movie.
Yeah.
You know, especially whenever
Channing Tatum launched his career. He was in it before he was Channing Tatum. Yeah.
Wow. You know, especially whenever Samuel Jackson tells him to get the snakes out of the gym.
Those MF and snakes.
At my MF and gym. But no, I think that's a good list. So let's recap. My seven picks are Caddyshack, Bull Durham, Field of Dreams, The Replacements, Days of Thunder, We Are Marshall, and The Damned United.
There you go. And my seven picks are A League of Their Own, The Rookie, Remember the Titans, Major League 1 and 2, Cool Runnings, and Coach Carter. I'll give you some of my honorable mentions.
Sure,
and you can
absolutely.
Throw some out there, too. Like we said, Space Jam. Dodgeball, The True Underdog Story. That's another good one.
You know, I never even thought of it as a sports movie, but yeah.
I don't know that a lot of people would, but it is.
It's more like an activity movie.
Well, still,
a recess movie.
Still. It's a fantastic movie.
It's a great movie.
Yeah, Kicking and Screaming was on my honorable mention. 8 Men Out, briefly touched on that. That's on my list. Moneyball, further down on my list, but still there. And then Rush, the movie.
About Kareem Rush?
No. Not quite so much. Lakers great Kareem Rush, former
Mizzou
basketball player.
Yeah.
No. It was about, I can't even remember I can't remember... the English race car driver's name. It's a Ron Howard movie. Nicky Lauda.
Oh, yeah.
Nicky
it's
Lauda.
Got the guy from
Thor.
Remember the Titans, isn't? Or no, maybe that's a different movie. Isn't Kip Purdue in that?
I don't know who that is.
Kip Purdue would play Sunshine Ronnie Bass. And,
he did, yeah. He was in that movie.
Yeah, that's what
was.
I thought.
Yeah, it centers around the rivalry between Nicky Lauda and I don't remember the English racer's name, but it was very well done. Movie Formula One racing, so I had no expectations going in, so obviously it was a great movie for that.
That's easy to surpass those expectations. So some of the other ones on my list, I go with, you know, some of the more some of them are a little bit older. Slapshot, hockey movie. The Hanson brothers are famous, you know, hockey goons nowadays. I mean, possibly the best hockey movie ever made. I'm guessing you haven't seen it. By the
No.
Slap shot.
No, I have not.
Oh my god.
I've heard of it.
Paul Newman's in it?
No.
All right. I got that one too. I'll bring it.
okay.
The Natural. Robert Redford classic.
I haven't seen that one
I
either.
I really wanted to he makes a bat out of a tree that gets hit by lightning.
I haven't seen that one
yeah.
either.
Yeah. Good movie.
Pretty much your entire list I haven't seen.
It's scary.
That's out of a select
few. Yeah, very few of these. Yeah.
Keep going. What else have I not seen?
61. It's Roger Maris, Mickey Mantle biopic directed by
Billy Crystal, wasn't
Billy
it?
Billy Crystal,
yeah.
My favorite part is Roger Maris, they're rooming together, and Roger Maris makes these eggs,
mm-hmm.
and Mickey Mantle, they're him and another baseball player are arguing about him, and Mickey Mantle starts eating him, and Roger goes, "See, Mick likes these eggs." He goes, "No, they're S word. Yeah. But I'm in a hitting slump. I'll try anything. So great line. The longest yard, the original.
Okay, I haven't seen that one. I saw the Adam Sandler.
Not the Adam Sandler version. Although
I like the Adam Sandler.
Adam Sandler version's okay. White Men Can't Jump.
I haven't seen that one.
Based entirely off the fact, the opening scene, you know, they end up, or, you know, they basically, you know, Woody Harrelson's character kind of snows people and, you know, plays Patsy and then goes in and knocks everybody down. And I'm going to go with Rocky IV, which is the lowest critically acclaimed of the of the Rocky movies, but it has Ivan Drago in it.
Wasn't three the considered the peak? Like, three was considered the best one of all of them, I thought?
It kind of varies.
I haven't seen any of them.
Like, the first one really has the best critical reviews on, like, Rotten Tomatoes, but four had Dolph Lundgren in it.
Yeah.
And
I thought that's why four was considered the worst, because three was supposed to be so good.
It's possible. I don't know. Mr. T's in three. I kind of find it hard to believe that Mr. T would be.
Did he play Apollo Creed?
No, Carl Weathers played Apollo Creed. And then Drago kills Apollo Creed in four, and that which it sets up the rest of the movie. But there's a line Drago seriously has says 20 words in the entire movie. But he goes, "I must break you." Elbows break you. I can't do it now, but you know, it's a heartwarming movie about taking down Russians. It's kind of like Miracle in a boxing ring.
Okay, except fictional.
Except fictional, and
Miracle happened.
More people punching each other.
Miracle happened. It was considered.
You know what? I'm not sure that this didn't happen too.
Well, maybe.
And we'll leave out the fact that Dolph Lundgren's actually Swedish.
It happened to Sylvester Stallone, for all he knows. We didn't mention Hoosiers at all.
No.
It's because I haven't seen it, so it didn't qualify. That was the movie I was referring to.
I'm currently banging my head against the microphone.
Yeah.
Just killing me.
It is what it is. That's all for today's show. Kyle and I thank you so much for tuning in. I don't know what we're going to talk about next week. Maybe we'll talk about regular movies.
Next week we're going to introduce David to a hamburger.
We'll see. Maybe I'll be well-versed on all these movies next week. Who knows? Again, that's The Brushback here on WSMIRadio.com. You can find us on Twitter at BrushbackWSMI, I believe. Just search for it. We're on there somewhere.
Just look.
Follow us on Facebook. Follow Kyle and I on Twitter as well. You can find us, again, on WSMIRadio.com every Monday afternoon. Final thoughts, Kyle?
I'm very happy with my list, and I'm sad for you.
I'm happy with my list, too. Apparently, I need to go out and watch a bunch more movies. Thanks again for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.